And good Thursday morning to you. It is 8:38 again on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 63 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. It is time for us to once again welcome our good friend Melanie Cooper with the Arts Council of York County. And Melanie, you always bring a bucket of so much fun stuff to do that we can do right here in our community relating to the arts. And when we talk about the arts, we're talking about everything from painting to fashion to music. And we'll start right there with a concert coming
up. Absolutely. So our first concert of the year of 2020 is Amigo. It's this Saturday night. Amigo is from here. They're from the Charlotte Rock Hill region. And this is the first time they've played in about a year because one of their band members' wife had a baby. And so they took some time off so that he could get acclimated to that whole situation.
Which is nice to
do, right?
He probably likes that he's not playing nursery rhymes.
That's
he's playing to adult audiences,
That's right.
What's their kind of music? What style do they?
They do country rock. So a lot of fun. It's super high energy. There's some folk music thrown in there. They're a really great experience. And we're doing that at the courtroom at the Geddes Art Center. So it starts at 7:30. Our doors open at 7. And tickets are only $15. You can get them in advance. So head over to our website, yorkcountyarts.org, and get yours so that you don't have to wait in line. You can just kind of get your tickets torn and walk right in.
That's right. Keep going now. Oh, man. All right. And the next?
The next thing that we have is, so we have Panorama going on in the galleries right now, and that closes on Sunday. And that is artwork by Gene Tennyson and Robert O'Keefe IV. And this is, they're two very different artists, but they both deal with landscapes. And so when you think of landscapes, you think of panoramas. And so Robert O'Keefe kind of works in urban architecture, urban landscapes. Deteriorating buildings are actually really fascinating because it's something totally different than what you think of when you think of landscapes.
Yes.
And then Gene Tennyson works, he does more traditional landscapes, but they're still a bit abstract. So they're really great from a distance, and they're even more interesting when you walk up close to them because you get to see all of the textures and colors and the way that he's working with that. So we love having them in the Dalton Gallery at the Center for the Arts, and they're only on display for a couple more days. So make sure you get in there if you've not already.
So two different artists, two different approaches to landscaping.
Right.
Are these pictures, photographs, or paintings?
They're paintings. Mm-hmm. They're paintings.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's something like mysterious about a vacant building, isn't it?
That absolutely.
It once was the thriving place for business or entertainment. And then when it goes away, it looks like it's in the future.
Yeah.
It looks desolate.
You always wonder the story of like how
so
it came to be
true.
The way it is. Yeah.
Yes. What's going on? And there's some beauty in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, it's very interesting to see.
Yeah.
And it's great to see two different artists, how they approach the same style
absolutely.
Or the same subject from totally two different directions, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
So you have until Sunday, I think.
So you have until Sunday.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we are open this weekend. So we're open the second and fourth weekend of each month from 10 to 2 on Saturdays and from 2 to 4 on Sundays. Mm. And so if you can't make it during the week, absolutely stop by on those weekends that we're open and see the artwork.
And it's free?
It's free.
Oh,
mm-hmm. It is free. So if you're out shopping and you just need a brain break, come on in.
A brain break. That's right. Or it's raining today.
That's
so
right.
You want to get out and about, that's
exactly.
One place to do so.
It is. You have that lunch hour and you need to get out of the office, but you don't want to go shopping and you don't want to go sit in a restaurant. Come to the gallery. Come see what's going on.
Melanie Cooper is speaking our language. She is with the Arts Council of York County. We're learning all the things art-related happening in our great county.
So when Panorama closes, one of our favorite exhibits opens, and that's the Teacher's Choice Youth Art Month exhibit. And this features artwork from students enrolled in Rock Hill School District 3 and from kindergarten through 12th grade, and their artwork is always astounding. It is wonderful to see kind of how advanced these students are and how great their artwork is. And the exciting part of this exhibit is last year we implemented fence art on White Street over by Williams and Fudge's parking lot. And we are adding some pieces to that, and those pieces will be selected from this exhibit that we've got going up for February and March.
Are there any parameters, or these are pieces that teachers have selected?
So the pieces that are in the show are pieces that the teachers have selected.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so they have juried their students into the show.
Oh my goodness. So some of them can be paintings.
That's right.
Some of them can be 3D related things. So with the whole gauntlet.
Everything.
Oh, I
absolutely
love it.
And it is a juried show beyond the teachers. We invite a jury or a juror in from the community who then takes a look at the high school and the middle school work, and they determine best of show, first, second, third place for each of the different categories. And this year it's Sarah Irwin from the Friday Arts Project right here in Rock Hill.
But to your point, that's one of our favorites. We love that. And I think to your what you said best, it's great to see the creativity and how talented kids are at such a young age.
Yeah.
For those of who struggle to draw a face,
oh my gosh,
they make it look easy and it's fun. It's a little abstract. It's great. It's fantastic. So that's a good one.
Yeah. So that opens February 14th and it runs through March 15th. And the reception, which is open to the public, will be on Thursday, March 5th.
Okay.
And most of our receptions are on Thursdays and they typically are from 5:30 to 7:30. But the reception that we have coming up for the exhibit following Teacher's Choice, and it's a little early to be talking about it, but this one's going to be really fun, is on a Friday.
Okay.
So on Friday, March 20th, so save the date for this, we are doing a runway exhibition and dance party with one of Charlotte's hottest DJs, and I'm hoping to be able to announce who that is at our next appearance here.
Nice, a little tease.
That's right. But we have a show opening at the end of March called Plastic Icons, and it features artwork by Katie Kameen and Tabitha Ott, and they are two of the hottest artists working in plastics in our region right now. They take old discarded objects and they reconfigure them into new wearable pieces of art, into pieces of art that kind of seem familiar but you don't really know why, and they are perhaps an old toy that you played with as a child that have been turned into a new piece of artwork. And so what they are going to do is they're going to choose, I believe, about 20 pieces each, and we are going to have a runway fashion show and exhibition event through the Dalton Gallery, and then that's going to be followed up with a really fantastic dance party, and that will be on Friday, March 20th. So this is one of our ones that isn't on a Thursday.
For a good reason,
but
right?
For a good reason. We're hoping everybody comes out and parties the night away with us.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Well, as always, you can connect with the Arts Council of York County online, social media, swing by, say hi, check out the exhibits, and you'll be better for it. That's for sure. Yeah. Melanie Cooper again with the Arts Council of York County. Thank you so much.